I've got some stats that I want to read to you all this morning, but first of all, I want you to understand something. Every one of us will live a life according to what we feel or the power that is inside of us. Now, if there's more world inside of me than there is Christ, I'll live a life of the world. If, as Christians, we continue to battle inside of ourselves, and folks, you're not going to get past that. As a Christian, you're going to continually have to delve into your heart and understand that we're flawed. And when we're really flawed like we're flawed, it can only be straightened out by a little buffing down by the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ Himself. I want us to lay a foundation, but I want us to lay that foundation on everlasting values, not on values basic, but on everlasting values. Too often, you and I will choose to take a shortcut in life, and that shortcut is this: that we've decided to whatever will work for me in life, then that's what I'm going to do. Whatever makes me feel good, I'll do it. Anything that really sort of addresses my wants, that's the values I'm going to have. Well, the problem with that is this: those values are not everlasting values. We look too often at our life focusing on the here and now and completely eliminating the hereafter. We don't think about what's everlasting. When you will hear me speak a lot of times, you need to understand that I am looking for a life that is continual, not just a life here on earth. When I talk about I'm going home, I am. So are you. I'm talking about our life journey, and as we put one foot in front of the other, have you noticed that the longer you go in life of putting one foot right after the other, pretty soon we need a cane? Sometimes the cane don't help. We use a wheelchair, but we know that we want to keep moving. These bodies are not going to make it through this life. We're going to fall apart. A lot of us are already half apart now. That's reality, isn't it? That's dealing with where we truly are. Well, I want us to look at that today, and I want us to begin with that Christian integrity. Now, I've used a definition on Christian integrity, and this is only one of them. And it says, integrity is complete or undivided. Now, I use that particular definition of integrity because that's the relationship you and I need to be having with Jesus Christ. We need, as Christians, not to be going to and fro with every little wave that comes in from the world, that we are to stand with integrity, complete, undivided. I will tell you that my integrity focuses on Jesus Christ is God, and He is God incarnate. As Randy was sharing earlier, when they saw Jesus, they saw God. When you and I hear the voice of Christ within our heart, that is the voice of God. When we have the Holy Spirit completely absorb us and put His arm around us, that's the arms of God. God said, I want you to have a structured life, but I want you to structure that life on a foundation of everlasting values. So what that means for me is this: if it's not going to last for everlasting or through eternity, why am I messing with it? Got it? Because God has given us a whole book called the Bible, and in that Bible, you and I will read about the direction He has for us in life. You will be reading one verse, I'll be reading the same verse, I'll go one way and you'll go the other. Well, that means one of us is wrong. No, that means God's still in control. And that means the Holy Spirit that directs me will direct me to the life and to the values that God wants me to deal with. But he's going to make sure they are eternal values, values that will last. First of all, you and I have to prioritize our values. We're going to have to look within the inside of our hearts, and we're going to have to bring into harmony, some kind of harmony. That's the only way I could ever sing harmony is silent in my heart. And God said, I want you to lift up your heart. And you and I, we have to bring in harmony what's really important to us. Now, if today is the only day that's important to you, you need to understand something. God did give you this day. God is going to bless this day for you. As a matter of fact, it was perfect when God started it this morning. And if it's messed up, you did it. But God says, here's your day. I'm handing it to you. But so often we live as though, well, this is the end. You know, I got to do it all today. And then we don't have an eternal time clock in our mind or in our spirit. We're only thinking for the here and now. That's not a wise move for us to be making, because we are eternal beings. You, that real you inside that little vehicle called a body, are going to live forever and ever and ever. And then one day, God's going to bring this body, your bodies, back up. He's going to recreate them. That's the way we would see it, recreating. See, it's already done in God's mind, so it's done. And he's going to say, now, you'll never grow old in the land where we'll... I'm going to break out in a song any second here, Brother Randy. In the land where we'll never grow old. Think of it. But God says, that's eternity thinking. You got to think for the hereafter, not just the here and the now. Your values affect a lot of parts of who you are in life. Let me read these to you. First of all, your values affect your stress. That's in James 1, verse 8. Double-minded people are doubters. If I'm double-minded, that simply says I'm a doubter. If I tell you, look, I believe that Jesus has called me to preach. I think. Maybe. If not, I'll do something else. That's double-mindedness. Either God called you or he didn't. Either God is using you to glorify throughout eternity, or you are being used by the world. So your stress, the stress you have in your life, are affected by your values. James 1:8, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. The individual who follows every wave, oh, there's a new idea. We have a reform movement going on in the Baptist churches. Reformed. I'm not going to deal with reformed. I'm going to deal with transformed. And God Almighty said, I'm going to transform you from the inside, and you're going to be an eternal believer, an eternal liver. You're going to change the way you think. And you're going to not only think out of the box, they're not even going to be a box. I want you getting spiritual, he says, because your values also affect your success. Listen to Proverbs 4:23 and 24. Above all else, guard your heart. What's he talking about? He's talking about what we call a heart is our inner being. Guard your heart. Pretty good to guard it too from the physical standpoint. But guard your spiritual heart. For it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Why? Got to guard your heart. The more you get into the world, the more the world gets a hold of you, the less power that you're going to have to withdraw from it. It's an addiction. We become addicted to the world. We become addicted to a lifestyle. Folks, if you're going to have an addiction, be addicted to Jesus. If there's going to be an addiction going on within your heart, then you give that heart to Almighty God and allow Him to use it. Allow Him to use you in all that you do. The other value affects your salvation. Yeah, it does. If your whole life focuses around here, what do you care about being saved? I've had I don't know how many people over the years when I would talk about salvation, and I always would get this same question. Saved from what? What am I supposed to be saved from? And the more they would talk, and I've got that silent prayer going within my heart, and I would say, Lord, save me from telling her what she needs to be saved from. Because you see, we get so overwhelmed with self. I'm so pretty. I'm so nice. I'm so handsome. I'm so all of this. You're so messed up. You see, God says, I want you to look at your life, and I want you to focus on your life as eternal, continual. Okay, you're not dying. The body's giving up. You're not giving up. Focus your heart on that. Listen to Mark 8:36. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? What good is that? The world is going to stay here when you leave. It ain't going with you. So what good is it for you to gain the whole world and lose your eternal life with Jesus? Therefore, we need to focus the foundation of our life on everlasting values. I want us to look at how to lay the foundation of values. It's very important for us. First of all, you have to choose your source for the foundation. Now, where will you get your values? Are you going to get your values from the world or from the Word? Are you going to get it from the world or from the Word? Now, let me read some stats to you, because you're going to find this quite interesting, I know. If you're an average American, the only problem with that, I've never met one. Man, we are so different, aren't we? They say, well, you're average, and compared to? You think of that. Okay, if you're an average American, you watch about 1,000 hours of television a year. An average American, 1,000 hours of television a year. That would only happen if NCIS was on all the time for me. That means, listen to this, if you're an average American, by the time you're 65, you will have amassed 9.5 solid years of TV viewing. 9.5 years of watching television. On the other hand, let's say you went to church once a week for your entire life. That would only equal 4 months of spiritual teaching. 4 months compared to 9.5 years. I thought you all would like those stats. Think of it. Lord, Larry, how long you been focusing on me? Here I am, 110, dying. Well, Lord, I guess about 4 months. How long did you focus on the world? Well, I quit keeping track. You see, that's what happens. When we know we're going in the wrong direction, the best way to avoid any complications that we might have about coming under conviction is you just ignore it. Don't pay any attention to it. Satan loves for me not to pay any attention to him, but I do, because I have a conversation with him several times a day. That's why I have to keep in constant prayer. That's why when you're called to preach, called to minister, called to teach, called to evangelism, which every Christian fits in one of those categories. That means that Satan is going to attack you. Where are you getting your primary values? Let me read 1 John 2, verses 15 and 16. Don't love the world's ways, the lust for physical pleasure, the ambition to buy everything that appeals to you, and the pride that comes from wealth and importance. These are not from God, but from the world. Now, can a rich man be a Christian? Sure, there are a lot of rich folk that are Christian. Here's the key. When you're looking at the Word of God, you need to remember that if God gives you wealth on earth, you are to use it to help others. You are to spend that wealth on the ways that glorify God, not on self. You are to lift up His kingdom in all that you do. Not to gain wealth just for wealth's sake because you want something new. There is a purpose for everything we do when we look at everlasting values. Are our values everlasting or are they only worldly? The world has always had three basic values in life. Here they are: pleasure, possessions, and prestige. Got it? You know it too, don't you? Pleasure, possessions, and prestige. The Bible warns about the world values. Listen to Romans 12, 2. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Do you ever have that happen to you? Brother Laird, don't you worry about a thing. I know I was there and I know I was involved with all of this, but you don't have to worry about not a one of them out there even for a second thought that I was a Christian. So you don't worry. No, I did not embarrass God in any way because there's no way they could have told that I'm a Christian. Because I was right in the middle of it with them. Actually, that particular one was the one who was doing it. Think of that. Life. Second in our eternal value foundation is clarify in your mind, in your heart, what's important. Clarify what's important. Job 34, verses 3 and 4. We should choose to follow what is right. But first, we must define what is good. That definition has to come in your spiritual being. And are you focusing on worldly ideals, worldly focus, or are you focusing on everlasting values? Only the everlasting values that you hold dear to your heart are the values that you'll carry with you throughout eternity. You remember Judgment Seat of Christ, where all the bad stuff, the junk, is Christ throws out and of our life, and we're presented to God the Father, perfect, shined up, and all of this. The only thing, if you want to know, okay, what is it that I can do that I know when I come before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ that He gets to keep and shine up? Because we do it all for Him. And then He presents us to the Father. Here's your key. Everything you do with total love is of God. And I'm talking about godly type love. Everything you do out of the love, if you're doing something good over here and you're doing it out of love for Christ, then that counts. If you're doing something good just for the sake of doing something good, it's going to be burned because it's for the wrong reason. I want to make a list of values in your life. I want you to focus on it. What's important to you? Now, here's the key. Get a perspective. Are you talking about what's important in 10, 20, or 30 years? Or are you focusing on eternity? And if you're only focusing on 10, 20, 30 years, turn around, back up. You're going in the wrong direction. Because, folks, when you focus on building everything here on earth, you're going to be leaving earth. You're not going to be here. Focus on those things that you can throw at the feet of Jesus. Come and take it off your crown and lay it at his feet and say, "Praise you, Lord. Thank you for saving me, a sinner. Amen. Here it is. This is the gift that you gave me, that I gave all of us, and I bring it back right to the feet. Thank you, Lord." That's what everlasting values focus on. Eternal living. Your eternal living started the day you were born. You started to die. It didn't get wrinkled until you got our age. But you started to die. Yeah, I guess I've seen some ugly babies. But my mother let me know that I was the ugliest of all that was ever born. But I can't focus on just here. Okay, let's do it this. If I focus only on the world, I'm going to depend on the world straightening me out and helping me with my family, helping me with all of this. The world's not going to do it. They could care less whether you live or die. If my focus is on eternal values, then we have focused our heart and all that we have back to the foot of the cross, to Jesus Christ. And the Lord says, when you sow it, cast your bread upon the water. When you cast that bread out there, I'll return it to you. I'll guarantee you that it will be worth something. Everything that we have is not going to be worth anything when the end of the age comes. If we keep going in America, it's not going to be worth anything pretty quick. Think of it. What if America went back to everlasting values? What in the heaven do you think would take place if we really got back to the foot of the cross and we really prayed and said, "Father, have mercy on us, a nation that has turned their back on you, a nation that refuses to mention the name Jesus, a nation that doesn't want anything about you brought up. Father, we're sorry. Heal this land." Oh, once again, you'd see America flying high. Because that's what we're built on. Everlasting values of Jesus Christ, not ourselves. Ask in your life what is going to last. Let me read these. Hebrews 11, verse 25. Pleasure, the pleasure of sin lasts for a short time. 1 Timothy 6, 7. Possessions. We brought nothing into the world and can take nothing out. So much for the possessions, huh? All the kids will fight over it when you're gone anyway. Go ahead. Mark 10, 31, prestige. Many people who seem to be important now will be the least important then in eternity. Didn't say they weren't going, though. 1 John 2, 17, vanity. The world and its desires will pass away, but those who do the will of God will live forever. The world will pass away, and all that's connected to the world will go up in flames. It will pass away. Now, God is going to bring us another earth, new heaven, new earth, that's a little bit beyond my thinking. But one thing I do know, everlasting values guarantee you that you will be there. Third in foundation building, this is the final. Change your lifestyle. That means your actions have to match what you say your values are. Oh gosh, that's a big one, isn't it? So don't be too cocky with telling everybody what a good Christian you are. If you have to tell everybody what a good Christian you are, you're not. If you have to convince people that you're a Christian, you got a problem. It should be through those actions. Listen to Psalm 119, verse 37. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Now, pay attention to that. Worthless things, not worthless people. Sometimes we look at people and we say, you know, they're just worthless. No, they're not. They're not just worthless, or they wouldn't be in this world. You and I are given the opportunity to minister to those that we say are worthless. Oh, my goodness, man, that would surprise you, wouldn't it, if the worthless individual you thought was so worthless and you met on the streets, you might give you a hug one day and say, by the way, I'm an angel sent from heaven. God sent me to tell you that he loves you. Wouldn't you be so happy you didn't say, get away from me, bum? Don't try that, folks. Always be open. Ephesians 4, 17 through 24. Stop going along with the mindless crowd. That's no life for you. Get rid of it. Then take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, renewed from the inside and working out into your conduct as God produces his character in you. You all did notice that's the message version. Love it. Doesn't that speak to us? As God reproduces his character in you. Philippians 4:13. I can do everything God asks me to with the help of Christ who gives me the strength and the power. Strength and power come from the eternal Christ. Eternal values, eternal Christ, eternal heaven. Earth is going to pass away. Don't you think maybe if we're going to stick around throughout eternity, it would be a lot better to stick around with God? Because all human beings will live forever and ever. We were not created to ever die. That was because of sin. Here's your fourth in the foundation building of eternal values. Check your values regularly. Proverbs 4:23. Guard your affections. They influence everything else in your life. They do, don't they? Guard your affections. Oh, now, parents, you listen to me and let me warn you about something. A statement don't you ever make is, I just worship the ground that my child walks on. And not only that, you'll only do that till they become teenagers. Then it all changes. I worship the ground that my child walks on. Well, don't. You see, we have to guard our affections. Oh, I just love that. I was listening to a couple of folks that I know well, a couple of relatives talking, and their statement was, I just love money so much. You love money? Yeah, I love money. And I'm over there going nuts, pulling my hair out, everything else, listening to that comment, love money more than anything. Well, I didn't say I love money more than anything. But you have a love for anything on this earth that is physical more than your love for Christ and using that to glorify Christ, you got a problem. And money is not going to take you anywhere. But if you worship it, it'll send you somewhere. Okay, 1 Timothy 4:16. Keep a close watch on all you do and think. Yeah, that's a hard one, isn't it? You know why it's hard for us? You and I are too busy keeping an eye on what everybody else is doing and thinking. We got our nose stuck in everything except in the right business, and that's our business. And we need to focus on that as Christians. Stay true to what is right, and God will bless you and use you to help others. That's my whole mission in life, is to help someone else. And if that mission in my heart ever disappears, I want to be gone from this place. Because I know where it will be resurrected. It will be in heaven at the feet of Christ. I want to be there. And God said I can count it as though I'm already there. And I get excited. And I think it's about time you all sing, I'm just waiting for my ride again. 1 Timothy 6:21. Listen close. Some have missed the most important thing in life. They don't know God. You can have it all and have nothing. When I said yes to Jesus Christ, I got all of Jesus I'll ever get. But Jesus will work on me till the day that I leave this body and pass over into his realm, to where that he will continually change and rework. Jesus will change me and I'll mess it up. Jesus will say, okay, Larry, here you go. What'll happen? I'll try to take over. Lord, you go help somebody else now. I got this. I've learned. I don't ever say that again. Lord, don't leave me. Because there's enough of God to go around. And there's power in the word of Christ. Folks, eternal values. That should be our thinking. Not here and now. He does a pretty good job, doesn't he? Superb job of taking care of the birds and life in this world. How much more will he give to the chosen? Those who've said yes to his son. And it don't get better than that, Brother Randy. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love and for the peace, for the values, dear Lord God, that you can instill within the spirit. And yet, Father, always be pruning us and helping us as we walk in the name of your Son, directing each step, directing each thought. Forgive us, Father, where we've fallen so short. Give us courage and boldness that we might stand strong in the troubled days that lie ahead. Touch each heart that we might truly give all of our being to you, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.